Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you see what Bill Barnwell wrote about the Washington Footballers? In his piece breaking down basically like every move of the offseason. So, best worst 2025 NFL offseasons, tiers of all 32 teams. And then he goes through and ranks like the good and the bad and the ugly from everybody. So I'm just going to read you what he wrote for Washington. We can discuss on the other side. Highlights, trading for Laremy Tunsil, who's been very good.
Yep.
Drafting seventh round pick Jacory Kroski-Merritt, obviously a steal and a win.
Pretty big win there, yeah.
Disappointments, he says. This is interesting. Drafting Josh Connerly in the first round. Re-signing linebacker Bobby Wagner, 1 year and $8 million, which I've been on this one more recently. Not that he doesn't do some things well, but it's the things he can't do anymore that make that a little curious. But here's what he wrote. After a fantastic 2024, this season could be considered a heat check for Commanders GM Adam Peters. His shot might have clanked off the rim. It has been a tough year for the Commanders, who have seen many of the players they expected to build around in 2025 either show age-related decline too quickly or regress in their second season with the team. So far, are you okay with that?
Yeah.
The Washington O-line hasn't been great, but generally hasn't been because of Tunsil, who has been above average in pass protection. Connerly, his counterpart on the right side, struggled badly early in the season. Might have been a candidate to hit the bench. The first-round pick has allowed 5.5 sacks, which ranks second among NFL right tackles per NFL's next-gen stats.
So I think all that's fair. It doesn't take into account that I think it's getting better. Now, part of that is...
Connerly, you know, had a rough go of it in Dallas.
He did.
But, it had been much better for about a month before that, but that looked more like the first couple weeks.
And I wonder if it's, you know, playing next to somebody he hasn't played next to at all, and Sam Cosmi. I wonder if, you know, he didn't have a good game. I wonder if the growth was a mirage. I think a lot of it probably has to do with not going up against Max Crosby and Micah Parsons and some of the buzzsaws he had to block out of the gate.
The struggles at the beginning of the year, I'm now ruling as you just went up against too difficult a level of competition, to your point, when you weren't ready for it. You take any rookie tackle and then have them face three of the best five or six rushers in the league, it's going to go badly, and I think that's what happened. This past week's more interesting to me, and we'll see after the Kansas City game and some George Karloftis matchups if he's back to playing at a pretty high level. Last paragraph here from Barnwell of ESPN. He said, other veterans haven't lived up to expectations. The secondary as a whole has been a massive disappointment. He singles out second-year corner Mikey Sanra still taking a step backward. Marshawn Lattimore giving up big plays on what seems like a weekly basis. That's confirmable.
Yep.
In terms of players who might this offseason, though, who moved this offseason, though, it's been tough to see 35-year-old Wagner struggle to keep up in coverage, where he's allowed 124.7 passer rating. The future Hall of Famer is still one of the league's soundest tacklers, but offenses have exploited his lack of range. I don't necessarily have any issues with anything you wrote here. Now, I wouldn't say that the offseason was a brick. Like he said, this was a heat check and Peters missed. I'm not going that far with Adam Peters at this point. I think there's enough good on the ledger still, but if we're saying, is there now, like, the batting average, which everyone just kind of pretended like was 1,000 because they got to the NFC Championship game.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, it's more of a normal level of misses at this point.
Yeah, I think that's all fair. Again, I would have put as my disappointments, I would have switched Connerly, who's a first-round talent, who was at the back end of the first down for a reason, but certainly looks like he can do it and is trending in the right direction, this past week notwithstanding. And I would have put Lattimore in there as number one because they had an off-ramp, didn't take it, and it's been a disaster among the lowest-rated corners, according to PFF, in the entire NFL. He's awful, and he can't do it anymore, and they're just going to keep trotting him out there as if everything's fine. So for Wagner, I get it. He's been exposed a bunch. You see him trailing in those Bijan Robinson highlights. You see him trailing some running back or receiver running across. Yeah, you're right. I mean, he's been exposed in that way, but you know, who knows if you're getting $8 million worth, but you're getting something, again, in terms of the downhill, sound tackling, etc. But to me, the disappointments are that last paragraph. This secondary should not be this horrendous. It shouldn't be, even though I don't think Lattimore can play anymore. I don't know what the hell happened to Mikey Samristil. He was supposed to be really good inside. That's what they drafted him to do. He has regressed so mightily that's kind of sort of the litmus test here for how poorly the secondary in general is playing.
And this has kind of been my point when everybody wants to act like, oh, they don't have enough talent. This isn't scheme. This is talent. You have 2 second-round corners over the last 2 years among your top three, and your other guy, you spent 3 picks, including a third-rounder, on and paid $20 million. If the talent's not good enough, it's not because of allocated resources. You know what I'm saying? It's like saying, oh, well, they don't have a car to drive. Well, I spent $40,000 on a car last year, so where is it? They're not spending at that position like they don't have talent. They're spending early-round picks. They're spending money. They should have talent at that position. Safety, a little bit different, where they've gone younger or cheaper. They had the one-year deal with Will Harris, who now looks super important. But, you know, Peter's on the show with us right before the start of the season, said something to the effect of he thought they had one of the best safety rooms, certainly young safety rooms, in the entire NFL. Just going through some of the moves of the offseason as I kind of think about them on the depth chart. Javon Kinlaw, if it's a binary win or loss, so far I'm saying is a win.
100%.
He's coming off of his worst or least noticeable game anyway. But I think that's been a significant win for them. They took a lot of heat for that, including from us.
Yeah.
I think so far that's all right. I actually really like Jacob Martin's game, who they brought in on the cheap. Bounced around. He's been a journeyman. 7 pressures against the Cowboys. That's a win. Luvu last year was a gigantic victory. Based on the money he makes this year, I would say so far has been an L this season. Just hasn't played at the same level. And I think he makes over $12 million against the Cavs.
Yep, and I think that's fair, right? It hasn't been there yet, and that's all we're grading for at this point.
He was a second-team All-Pro last year, just like Wagner. But again, Wagner this year, probably an L after you re-upped with him. Amos, on a binary, is hard because he's probably doing what he should do as a second-rounder. But I would go with win over loss for him. I like the player, and I think he's played well.
Yeah, I've seen second-rounders who are backup blocking tight ends. So that's a win to me.
Anybody specific or?
No, I mean, just in general. Like a second round pick that have been compared to great players is a backup blocking tight end that can't get a target when there are no healthy receivers.
Offensively, Tunsil, I think, is a pretty legitimate win to this point. So, yeah, I would say there are more of those. Connerly, you'd have to say, is an L. I'd agree with Bill Barnwell of ESPN. By the way, Laremy Tunsil, this is from Next Gen Stats. I saw this last night. He's allowed 7.4% as a pressure rate, which is top 10 of 34 left tackles that have a requisite number of snaps so far this year. Lowest for him, 7% pressure rate, since 2022. Also has not yet been registered as giving up a sack. And he's going one-on-one without any help 82% of the time. Only seven tackles get less help against edges than he does. And yet, not one sack allowed. 7% of the time he loses. He's been excellent in the passing game.
Yeah, so that doesn't jive with this sentence. The Washington O-line hasn't been great, but that generally hasn't been because of Tunsil, who has been above average in pass protection. Feels like above average is like saying Chris Hemsworth above average looking.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
They have their own, like, pressure rate at ESPN. Yep. Maybe he looks at that and it's worse. I don't know what it looks like.
Yeah, sure. It's eye of the beholder to a degree, but to me, he's been a success.
Watching every snap, there's not a single time against in a passing situation where I'm like, damn, I worry about Laremy Tunsil. He's the least of my concerns.
Agreed with you. Yeah, 100% there. So I think that's more of a win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.